The reading is from John chapter 10, verses 2 to 6. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens a gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Mel. I'm just going to make three short comments about this wonderful passage. Firstly, and the sheep listen to his voice. Now, it's been great. I know it was quite big for Emma to come and read the reading. It was great having Emma read that reading. It's been great to hear her voice. It's been great to hear Deborah's voice. Beautiful voices. But I have to say, having stuff about listening to a voice read by Mel Matthews was beautiful. Mel, we love listening to you because of who you are, but we love your voice. I've heard people say, oh, I could sit and listen to Mel all day. So we'll record you, Mel, for those of us that would love to sit and listen to you all day. Mel's voice is great, but of course the voice that we seek to listen to is God's voice. The voice of the Lord, my shepherd, your shepherd. To listen to the voice of Jesus, the good shepherd. And that's really what our whole summer series has been looking at, hearing the voice of God. So as we bring this series to a close, I want to say this. Listen to God is an easy phrase to say, but it can be hard to do. He is the living God. He does speak today, but listening to him is something that requires, I think, often some effort on my part, on our part. So the gentle challenge as we come to the end of this sermon series, a challenge and an invitation, is to step forward from here, tuning into God. So let me use the analogy of tuning into the radio. I wish that tuning into God was as easy as this. Alexa, play Radio 4. Alexa, increase the volume. Alexa, increase the volume. Alexa, increase the volume. Wouldn't it be great if it was just like that? Lord, speak to me. Ding, straight in. Lord, increase the volume. How wonderful if it was like that. Alexa, stop. Alexa, please stop. Alexa, stop. That's what happens in our kitchen most of the time. Someone came round and said, you're very polite to your Alexa. I said, yeah, until she doesn't do what I say. Oh, we'll come to that in a minute. That was, now from now on we might have to call her the girl, because if I say the A word, she'll turn back on. So I wish that tuning into God was like using the girl. But to be honest, it can feel more like tuning into this. Now, I realised, thinking about it, that, not sure, Matt, people in their 20s, 30s, this might actually be a history lesson for you, but... Yeah, okay, good. I love this radio. It needs to be binned because it doesn't actually work. But the reason I love it is I was given it as a gift in 1993 when I went to India. And I took it in order to tune into the World Service. a touch of the world and of some things of home as I was alone in India. But you know what? This dial goes up and down there. It was hard work. Most evenings, it went something like this. Turn on the radio, start tuning this morning. Welcome to tonight's... We will hear from... That's it for this evening. That was it, often. My ability to tune it in to the world service was not very efficient. And it can feel like this, listening for God's voice. But you know, the more time we spend with the Lord, the more we attune ourselves to him. And his voice gets less white noise and more like the clarity we get with the Alexa. We are his sheep. May we listen to his voice. Lord, help us to tune in to you. Next, what we see in this passage is that he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. I've just gone to that one, Terry. Thank you. Now, I thought before we get into the serious bit of being called by his name, we would have some fun about sheep names. Now, those of us that were at drop-in, we've already had a head start and we've thought of some. So even if you told me Wednesday some good names for sheep, you can tell me them again today. So what would be a good name for a sheep? Jim, can you, Maddie, can you remember any of the names we came up with on Wednesday? Woolly. Woolly the sheep. Excellent. Jim? No? Sean. Woolly and Sean. My favourite's Barbara. Maddie?
Eric.
Bartholomew.
Eric. I had a pet sheep, Eric.
Eric?
Wow.
Brilliant. Like it. Not really in the genre of the sheep names I was thinking of, but Eric is good. Reminds me of the time I bought both my nieces a camel back from a holiday. One called the Sandy, the other one called hers Patrick. Brilliant. Let's get back to sheep names.
Dolly.
Dolly the sheep. Ooh, mint a bit sauce. Of... Oh, Claire wants to call her sheep mint sauce.
Oh,
lamb chop. Any more for any more? Lucy.
Marshmallow.
That's a new one. I didn't have that one. Val.
Eugenie.
Eugenie. Like it. You. And therefore, the male version, we had Ewan.
Yes.
Okay, any more that we didn't have? Okay, Barnaby. Jumper. Larry the lamb. Rob, can you remember what you came up with?
Yeah.
Barabbas. Has to be in a church, doesn't it, if you're going to get that. Oh, and then I quite liked Columba. Again? What was that, Samuel? Two sheep called Marshmallow, because they're so woolly and white. Brilliant. I'd quite like a pink Marshmallow sheep. Oh, sorry about that, Harry. I'll go to this one if you like. Well, that's some fun thinking about sheep names. But he calls his own sheep by name. We are his own sheep, and he knows us by name. We've just covered that. Deborah's gone through that when we've looked at Isaiah 43. But know afresh today that you are known by name. But thirdly, then, his sheep follow him because they know his voice. It's a beautiful passage that actually says they won't follow a stranger. They'll only follow the voice of the shepherd. Well, we have a wonderful person in our church family, Fee, who has sheep, is a shepherdess. Fee, come on up. She knows she's coming. And it's great to have Fee here because I thought it'd be brilliant to have some first-hand insights from a shepherd about sheep. Oh, it's exciting to me, though, because it's from the Bible and it's God's truth. So, Fee, lovely to see you this morning. Always great to have you here. You are part of St Mary's Church family. I've got to know you over the years, and I've never come down for lambing, and I will sometime. But Fee, tell us, how many sheep are on the farm, roughly?
We've got something like 200. And then when they have their lambs, most of them are doubles. We do get the occasional third. So that puts up our numbers. We've had a hard time, along with everybody else at the moment, because of no rain. So we've no food. So we've been spending a lot of money going down to the mill to get some proper food. And they're looking very well.
Oh, brilliant.
We haven't sheared yet, but we will start shearing soon. And the lambs will be parted from their mums, unfortunately. Some of them stay. Some of them love me. And wherever I go on the farm, they're there.
Well, let me ask about that. That's great. So 200 ewes, if they have two, my math says that could be up to like 600 plus. So tell me, have you got some names for some of your sheep?
Yes, I have. Some of them I won't repeat. They're very, very naughty sheep. And if food is available in your pockets or whatever, they push you over or get between your legs and lift you up.
Few names of the sheep?
Few names. I don't think I can tell you.
Okay.
I've got one called Naughty. I've got a female who, would you believe, is 14 years old. And she only gave me one lamb this year. She wasn't meant to give me any, but she did. We've got some black sheep with dots on them, white. So it depends how much white there is, what we call them. But they're all lovely. They're sweeties, and I love my sheep.
Yes, you love your sheep. Now let me ask into that. Do your sheep know your voice?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that is the key answer. You can tell that Fee gives quite a long answer to a question, which is brilliant, but that is a one-word answer. I know it's a yes-no question, but do they know your voice? Yes, they do. Fee loves her sheep, but her sheep know her voice.
And they also know my voice because I feed them.
Oh.
So I go with buckets that are really
somewhere
heavy.
I'll let you work that one out, that link. I don't need to say about...
No,
I've got one more question for you. Well, you've really answered it already. Do they follow you?
Oh, yes. I can take the dogs down the field, and the cats come as well, and the sheep. And they all my babies follow me.
My babies. Love them. My babies, they're named.
They're
naughty.
Names.
Yeah? No, they're naughty.
They are naughty.
They are naughty.
If
but
I haven't
still,
shut the gate properly,
you love them.
They're out.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Let's thank you. The sheep follow Fee. They know her voice and they follow. And the final comment is about following. It's about acting on God's voice, to follow him and his ways, obeying his commands. There's a cul-de-sac, a dead end. There's no point if we hear the Lord Almighty, the creator of the universe, speaking to us, and then we do nothing about it. As humans, as spouses, as parents, as friends of people, we all know what it's like to say something, and then those we've spoken to haven't taken a blind bit of notice. I pray that we're not like that with the God who says to us, I know you by name, I love you, you are mine, and I'm going to speak to you. You might need to do a bit of tuning in, but I'm going to speak to you. The greatest thing is knowing God's love and being in a relationship with him. If I think back to getting to know Paul, we spent time together and we talked. And we listened to each other. And therefore, this wonderful sermon series has enabled us to learn about all those people. But it comes today to say we are known by name. But he speaks. He's the living God. Let's hear him. And that, therefore, I wonder, as we're going to spend a short moment of silence. I might get Alexa to play a bit of music, I don't know. But I wonder which of... Oh, thank you. You could put that back up, Joe. I wonder which of these resonates, which is he's speaking to you the most. Is today God saying to you, my child, your name, here it said, listen to me? Or is it that you don't actually believe he knows you? Because the person next to you, well, they're much better than you. And no, he knows you by name. He knows the number of hairs on your head and he loves you. Is that what you need to hear from God today? Or is the message for you, follow me? And what is it he's asking of you right now? And just ask the Holy Spirit to help you be obedient.